first parak of Yevamos Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, we learned the concept that if a person's brother was married to one of their rayas, for example, his daughter, and now this brother died without children, even though generally the first brother would do the Yibum, but here he cannot do the Yibum because his daughter is one of the wives. Not only cannot be Miyabim his daughter, cannot be Miyabim any of the wives. Shisha Arayis Chamuris Meir. We have six Arayis, which are more stringent than the first 15 we mentioned. Nation is Suis Lachayrim, so Seris Mutaris. Since they cannot marry his brother, his paternal brother, therefore the Tzaras Amuta, because the only concept that a wife that was together with a woman who's an Ervatim is Aser is only if they were Aser Mitzad Eishes Ach, and they became permitted Mitzad Yibum. There's no Heter Yibum when one of the wives is an Erva for him. But if they start married somebody off the street and then he died, so he can marry any of the wives aside from his Erva. So the example is Imoy. His mother cannot be married to his brother under all circumstances. Eishes Aviv, the father of his wife. Achaz Aviv, the brother. Eishes Aviv is the wife of his father. Achaz Aviv is his father's sister. Achosim Aviv, his paternal sister. None of these could marry his paternal brother because they're equally related to the two of them. Eishes Achi Aviv, also the wife of the brother of his father, Eishes Achiv Mei Achiv, and also a woman who was married to another brother can't be married to any other of the brothers because they're all in the same relationship. So since these ones can never marry a paternal brother of his, they will never be in a situation of evil. And therefore, if they're married to somebody else and he died, so this person is allowed to marry another wives of that person.